this agreement will mean less of the carbon pollution that threatens our planet and more of the jobs and economic growth driven by low-carbon investment.
A jubilant President Barack Obama began the task of selling the Paris deal to the American public.
What matters is that today we can be more confident that this planet is going to be in better shape for the next generation, and that's what I care about.
Congressional Democrats flooded Twitter to hail the accord. Not so Republicans, who announced their opposition even before the deal was struck.
President Obama has promised to cut back American energy production dramatically. The American people oppose sending their money to a United Nations climate slush fund.
In a statement, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell blasted the accord as unattainable and, quote, based on a domestic energy plan that is likely illegal and that Congress already voted to reject.
We want to have clean air. We want to have clean water. We do want to have that.
Republican presidential candidates say the planet can be protected without what they see as Obama's job-killing climate agenda. The administration is standing firm.
A lot of members of Congress are on the wrong side of history, and I don't believe you can be elected President of the United States if you don't understand climate change and you're not committed to this kind of a plan.
Among Democratic presidential contenders, Hillary Clinton called the climate deal a historic step forward. Bernie Sanders said it, quote, goes nowhere near far enough.
I think there is nothing of greater importance than that we leave this planet to our children and grandchildren in a way that is healthy and habitable.
The accord is sure to spark fierce debate when Congress reconvenes this week. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The chair lays before the House a communication from the Speaker.